This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yes, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is a 27,000 square foot facility that has 50 million rounds, and they maintain that level all the time. When you go to the website, if you're looking for one thing in particular, if it's in stock, you'll see it on the website and you'll see how many units they have available of it, whether it's five boxes or 500. And given the current political climate, the sales they're running right now are absolutely crazy. Go check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. So, just to be able to do the show two nights in a row, I'm so happy. It don't take much to make me happy. It don't take me much to make me happy. Now, let me come at you with something. Rob Morris wrote this the other day, and I looked at it, and I was like, wow, this is why I like some of the writers I like. And let me set the stage for you. Let's get everything straight here if we can. Recently, in California with a K, you had an estranged husband who killed his estranged wife and his two innocent children. In places like that, where it is so apparent that we are so desperate to ignore our own responsibility for self-defense that we blame anything and anyone but the murderer. We blame the victims, and then we disarm people who've been attacked and received restraining orders against their attacker. Instead, politicians across the country blame the victim and the gun. So let's just set one thing straight, okay? Let's us stop pretending that laws stop killings and murderers. They don't stop killings and murderers. Judicious, ultra-violent, well-armed self-defense stops killings and murderers. Now, in the recent California with a K case, the murderer was convicted of domestic abuse, had a history of drug use, and he got a gun illegally. Can you imagine? A criminal got a gun he wasn't legally allowed to carry in the gun control heaven of Southern California. I, too, was shocked to find out that gun prohibition and drug prohibition failed. But hold on to your seat now, because all of this is just beginning. The murderer then illegally concealed the handgun in public. Such brazenness. He illegally transported the firearm in his car. The armed murderer illegally crossed into a 1,000-foot gun-free school zone. He illegally brought the gun onto school property. He illegally brought ammunition onto school property also. He then illegally discharged the handgun on school property several times. Illegally, he murdered his estranged wife. Illegally, he killed two innocent children who were hiding behind his wife. And then he killed himself. Now, if you were to read the news coverage that came out of this, you would conclude, based upon the information being strewn about, that What we really need is another gun control law to make what the murderer did illegal. Reports said that we need another gun control law because the 30,000 firearms regulations we have already passed failed to stop a suicidal murderer. Drink that in for a moment, if you will. This is a remarkable illustration of how shallow reporters and anti-gun politicians are. But the story sells because we have a large low-info voter population in the United States. What we're doing right now is we're wallowing in fake grief when what we should be planning to do is stopping the next attack. The gun did not attack anybody. The gun was brought along as a tool for the attack. But it's easier to blame the gun than to take the steps, the real steps, to protect ourselves, isn't it? And think again if you say that the police will be there to protect you. They wish they could, but they can't because they are reactive. They're not crime. They don't stop crimes before they happen. They foil, they investigate. They go find the person and they foil him from doing any other crimes, him or her. But they don't stop the initial one. Pretending that there is no evil in the world is very expensive in lives. And let's talk about disarmed victims who've died waiting for state permission to defend themselves, who saw the need, like Carol Bowne. She was supposed to receive her permit in New Jersey to buy a gun in 30 days or less. She took out a restraining order in Berryville, not in Berryville, excuse me, in New Jersey, against her ex-boyfriend. And she called the police when she saw her attacker near her home and near her work. The local police in Berlin, New Jersey, ignored her, and she died after 45 days of waiting for permission to defend herself. The anti-gun politicians and police in New Jersey thought it was better to let Carol bleed to death after being stabbed by her attacker on her driveway rather than let her have a gun that she would have bought. They weren't going to give it to her, but she would have purchased it for self-defense. The New Jersey politicians have plenty of company. A few weeks ago, the parachuting governor, Terry McAuliffe of Virginia, said that domestic abuse victims don't need a gun for self-defense. And he vetoed a bill that would have let domestic abuse victims receive a temporary permit to carry a gun for self-defense after they had been to court and seen a judge in order to get a restraining order. That temporary carry permit would have been in effect while the victims applied for their state carry license, and Democratic Governor McAuliffe said no. He said the bill perpetuates the dangerous fiction that the victims of domestic violence will be safer by arming themselves. It would inject firearms into a volatile domestic violence situation, making that situation less safe, not more. Out of the mouth of idiots, okay? When somebody's bringing violence to you, you have to respond with violence, with ultra violence. He's right that Virginia's a little safer now if you're a domestic abuser. He made the world tragically worse for the victims of abuse. McAuliffe and his political supporters can't or won't distinguish between the defenders from the attackers. And he has political company with elected Democrats in California and New Jersey. They can't tell the difference either. These Democrats will continue to blame the victim and cling to the failed fantasy of gun control. They've done everything they can to stop the victims from defending themselves. So shame on them, and shame on the voters who put them in office, and shame on the voters who keep them in office, and don't examine and look at what they have wrought. Gun control is a placebo that's put in place of compassion. Compassion would be the hard choice, which would be letting people defend themselves. We'll see. We will see. When we get back, we're going to look at the price of constitutional carry as it's coming to Tennessee. This is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Greetings and welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, not only is ammunition, they have one of the most impressive, and I mean impressive, selections of semi-automatic magazines you've ever seen in your life. They may have already done the foray into guns as well, but they're trying to expand their product line. The magazine, I mean, some of the stuff that you can find there gets into the rarity stuff. So, check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now, here in South Carolina, we're in the middle of a congressional legislative sort of back and forth over constitutional carry. Tennessee is doing it. Texas is looking at it. I mean, lots of people are doing it. This is going to be the way of things. I'm waiting to see, you know, with all of this national reciprocity talk, it's interesting to find out what all that means in the long scheme of things. But in Tennessee right now, they're pushing for relaxing of gun laws, arguing that there's a high fee for someone who does not have a handgun permit, but is just looking to protect themselves should, you know, and, you know, that what they're talking about is if somebody's carrying a gun without a permit, which apparently in Tennessee right now seems to be illegal, like it is here in South Carolina. Republican Representative Jeremy Fison said his wife carries a gun for self-protection, and the penalty of a Class A misdemeanor up to a $500 fine and a year in jail are too strict of a punishment for regular law-abiding citizens exercising their Second Amendment rights, according to WBIR. The hefty fees apply if a person carrying a weapon does not have the permit. He said, "What I'm trying to get us, you know, I'm trying to get us closer to the constitutional carry. I feel like it's a good answer if we're not going to be able to freely carry a gun." Constitutional carry is the term used for permitless carry, because some people are out there saying, "Well, the Second Amendment is my permit," which it really isn't. But that's beside the point. Tennessee legislature introduced a constitutional carry bill just this year, but it was shot down in the state house in March. Many opponents of constitutional carry say that the law will be a cause of increased gun violence. However, the lowest murder rates in the country as of 2010 were Vermont, Wyoming, and North Dakota, all states that allow permitless carry, according to the FBI. The bill in Tennessee is described as slightly tougher than a full constitutional carry law, according to WBIR.com. Because it is just reducing the penalty to $25 for permitless gun carriers, not abolishing the penalty altogether. So they're lessening the fine. Arguments against the bill include the fact that gun laws in Tennessee are already lenient, with people who have a permit able to carry their weapon however, whenever, and wherever they want. Reducing the law even more in this way would also provide a loophole. According to Maggie Duncan, executive director of the Tennessee Association of Chiefs of Police, it would provide a loophole for gang members and criminals. Okay, here we go. Now we're coming out on it. Despite that, supporters say that since Tennessee is a mostly rural area where guns are regarded as tools rather than dangerous weapons, and because gangs are a problem experienced more in urban settings, relaxing gun laws is not as big a deal as many are making it out to be. What I see is that you've got a lot of people out there that look at this and they're idiotic. Okay? The gang members, if there are any in Tennessee, which I'm sure there are, there's a, you know, I think Nashville is a big Islamic hub now altogether. They're going to carry guns anyway. They're going to carry guns without going and getting a permit. They're going to carry guns even if they get caught with, you know, carrying guns, go to jail, get back out, and then they're going to carry guns again. Because they're criminals. So here we shoot down the loophole because, believe it or not, head of the chiefs of police or whatever your name is. What is your name again? What was the name of this idiotic person? Maggie Duncan, executive director of the Tennessee Association of Chiefs of Police. Gang members and criminals already exercise a loophole. It's called the Fifth Amendment. Here in South Carolina, we had a former senator, Larry Martin, who was my senator. And he was against both constitutional carry and open carry, which open carry is also on the docket here in South Carolina. Now, I have stated, and I will continue to state, that I do not expect this to pass, but there are some people that are looking at this saying it might. And I hope I'm wrong. But here's the thing. There's politicians in South Carolina, like this Maggie Duncan, who will say stupid things like, how will the police know who the bad guys are versus the good guys? That's item number one. Item number two, this will make it legal for bad guys to carry guns. No, it won't. Permitless carry does one thing. If you can buy the gun legally, you can carry the gun legally. It does not. It's not expunging your record by existing. If you are prohibited from owning a gun, how are you going to legally carry a gun? Have possession of a gun? How? Now, the only thing that bothers me about these efforts of these legislatures is that what we hear coming out, because, you know, there's 44 states, right? Let me rephrase that. There's five states right now today that have no provision whatsoever for open carry. South Carolina, Florida, New York, New Jersey, and California. Everybody else, and I mean everybody else, has a provision for open carry, whether you have to have a permit to carry a gun or whether you don't have to have a permit to carry out in the open, you have to have a permit to carry concealed. Whatever it is, everybody else has it. Now, South Carolina and Florida are two shall-issue states. When I cross the border later on this month into Georgia, I can carry a gun in the open legally because I'm in Georgia. I will be approximately... I don't know. To get to the Georgia line from where I live is maybe 35 miles. So in those 35 miles, that makes all the difference in the world. What is legal 35 miles away is not legal here. This is the stupidity of this patchwork of states' rights gun laws. But Bill, don't you believe in the 10th? Yes, I do believe in the 10th Amendment. However, I don't believe that the 10th Amendment trumps the 2nd Amendment. Or the 3rd, or the 4th, or the 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th, or 9th. So I'm not sitting around going, well, 10th Amendment, you know, that's a toughie. How do we get past that? I don't know. Dan Rather came out the other day, and he's decided he wants to be relevant once again. We'll talk about his lack of it when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Every month, we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter, courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from Pollen Central. I mean, I'm sorry, the second call defense defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, well, you can buy ammunition in bulk. You can try 20 rounds of self-defense, whatever you need. This is why I go there. The prices are crazy. 50 million rounds. I mean, self-defense training, especially training. That's where you need to go for your training ammo. That's where I get my 10mm ammo, Selyer and Balot. That's why I buy it all. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Dan Rather, who, you know... he's quite the guy. He is quite the guy. He's been caught lying on a few occasions, so he's been relegated to the shelf, if you will. He decided to come out after the attack or the cruise missile deployment coming into Syria. And, most Americans approve of that action. Most Americans like aggressive military action, especially when it's all designed to keep from putting American boots on the ground. The Bashar al-Assad regime is suspected of authoring that chemical attack, which killed nearly 100 Syrians. And unlike the empty threats of the Obama administration, they decided to get a little bit aggressive with it, so they sent 59 Tomahawk missiles to the Syrian airbase believed to have launched the attack. Even congressional Democrats commended the Trump administration's swift response. He's also receiving support authorizing the military to drop the mother of all bombs in Afghanistan, which killed 94 ISIS fighters, and probably more than that because they haven't pulled them all out of the underground tunnel network that they dropped it on. Dan Rather, because he likes being always right, came out, however, not so convinced that he's deserving of praise, or at least not yet. Until he decides he's deserving of praise, He told CNN's Brian Stetler, who I'm sure just was happy to take this in. He said, dropping bombs and having missile strikes doesn't make one presidential. Just because a president exerts himself as commander-in-chief, there's a natural inclination and an unhealthy one to immediately say, boy, that makes him presidential, that makes him strong. But he went on to argue that it's easy to drop bombs and launch missiles, but dealing with what comes in the wake of that is much more difficult. So, according to Rather, because he is the one that makes these decisions, until Trump proves that his military actions can keep the peace in the Middle East, he will not be using the adjective presidential to describe him. Stelter also asked Rather whether journalists have a tendency to rally around the flag in the wake of U.S. military action. Rather concernedly, he wondered whether that was detrimental to the profession and the country at large. Rather admitted that he and his fellow journalists do have that tendency and should fight it more often. Instead of being so overly supportive of the president, journalists should be skeptical, he noted. But, you know, where was that skepticism when it was Obama? Where was that? I wonder if Rather had so many probing queries that he was musing about out loud when it was Barack Obama's foreign policy to talk about. In a conversation with CNN's Piers Morgan, who had a job at CNN in 2012, to reflect on President Obama's international efforts, Rather gave the 44th president an A. Said it's a difficult job, giving Obama plenty of credit. If he would have waited a few more years, he would have seen that Obama did more harm than good in Syria, that he emboldened the Assad regime with his empty red line threats, and as it was noted, Syria is a mess that Obama left for Trump. But I wouldn't expect Rather to change his tune on Obama, nor to judge Trump's foreign policy agenda through an unbiased lens. I wouldn't do that just yet. Now then, in the remaining time I have with this segment, let's get to this right quick. Coming from the desk of a... Where'd it go? Coming from the desk of David Kodria, I saw this the other day. And right now, I have a YouTube channel. A lot of people have a YouTube channel on YouTube that do gun reviews and guns, gun media. And we have been demonetized. That means we can earn no income through AdSense because we've now been lumped into the same category as triple X-rated material. We're restricted from being monetized. You can search us all day long, and you can see our stuff all day long. This is all based upon an algorithm that has flagged us as inappropriate for one reason or another. Once it is flagged, it is no longer eligible for monetization. I have some videos that are not flagged. I have videos on being a filmmaker. I have videos on cameras. I have videos on backpack reviews. All of those, and my video on Ted Nugent, all of those have been left alone. Coming from guns.com, we get YouTube gun channels rocked by demonetization. In the latest installment of friction between popular firearm bloggers and the online video sharing website, many gun channels are reporting that YouTube has greatly reduced their ability to run ads. It isn't that they have demonetized us. If you go and look at every video I've got right now, you would see the monetization emblem beside it. They simply place no ads on the video. I suspect that there's a reason for that, although I don't know what it is yet. But what YouTube is doing right now is they are addressing a corporate boycott because the sponsors are withdrawing ads. Now, their solution is somewhat of a knee-jerk because it's disproportionately censoring channels that are not politically correct or specifically anything remotely conservative in an effort to comply with corporate demands. And they have secretly reinforced their restricted mode to hide age-inappropriate content, shield comments from all videos, and allow third-party media firms to evaluate which channels and videos should receive ad revenue. That's all consistent with a report posted March the 31st by Amoland Shooting Sports News highlighting political and social commentator Paul Joseph Watson's warning that many of your favorite YouTubers could be about to disappear. This is the suppression of the non-progressive ideas. But it's a little, it's not quite that bad. But we'll get to that in a minute. But what this does, this is one thing this shows us, is it reflects on the corporate practices. The two other members of, you know, this is Facebook, YouTube, and Google have got to be the big three when it comes to social media. And we see where they want to go with this. We see what they're thinking. So in order for you to receive monetization now, it has to appear nonpartisan, albeit arbitrary and subjective criteria is applied. Content that is considered not advertiser-friendly includes, but is not limited to, sexually suggestive content, violence, including display of serious injury, inappropriate language, promotion of drugs and regulated substances, controversial or sensitive subjects and events, including subjects related to war, political conflicts, natural disasters, and tragedies, even if graphic imagery is not shown. So the questions become, are the rules evenly applied, or can discrimination be shown here? And how does that tie in with what is happening in the other social media giants? That remains to be seen. There's been a lot of revenue generated by the gun community on YouTube. If they're going to walk away from that, we'll see. But the platform is still valuable. I'm still going to post video on it. I wanted to do a little deeper deconstruction with this. When we get back, we're going to talk about what we can do about these kind of things. This is Lock and Load.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
All right, welcome back. Here's the problem with what we have going on with Google right now and with YouTube. It's censorship of a type, and it's a repressive regime. Facebook has introduced something called the Initiative for Civil Courage Online and other policy directives designed to stifle and even remove conservative views by smearing them as racist, xenophobic, hateful, and or fake news. That's on the heels of Team Zuckerberg banning private gun sales, a policy evidently enforced by an army of progressive snitches, with one of their leaders who declares it's time to take everyone's guns, its pastime, showing a financial tie between his livelihood and George Soros. Twitter has confirmed it is experimenting with graying out the profiles of users it deems are posting sensitive content, displaying a warning to others before they can read their tweets. So what's the solution here? Should we listen to voices that never use it and abandon all social media? I don't think so, not necessarily. I mean, it would take a little bit of wherewithal, a little bit of determination. You could abandon all social media, but you be squandering resources and opportunities and ceding the ideological battle space and information sharing tools to the antis. And, you know, without social media, much of the news and research and rational opinion gun rights advocates need to stay informed would be extremely difficult to learn about, promote, and share. It's not like the establishment press either will cover it or won't distort what it does report on. These online tools are being used to great advantage by your enemies, and turning our noses up suits them just fine. Well, then there's the going to other platforms. And here's the problem. Everybody would have to go. It would have to be a concerted effort. Without an unlikely mass exodus, that would have no effect on the big three bottom line or on your ability to share information. However, for somebody that wanted to put something together, if all of the gun ownership got out there, or if 10% of the gun ownership got out there, or 50% or whatever it is, that would be big enough to warrant some eyebrows going up. Now, I have a Facebook page, I have a Twitter account that I rarely use, I have an Instagram account I sometimes use, and I use the YouTube channel, because the YouTube channel to me still has value, because people are still going to watch YouTube. Now, there is one thing we could do, though. We could come up with some irrefutable documentation that conservative and gun channels are indeed being targeted. A few anecdotal examples are not going to cut it. And that means someone with the time and the resources and the inclination would need to establish that such discrimination is undeniable. This is the time to do it in this climate right here. This is the time to do it. because we just saw an example of that with this last election. One idea that I haven't seen explored is to use the enemy's tactics against them. The small L libertarian says that social media giants are private enterprises, and if we don't like the way they operate, we should go our separate ways. That does not account for the tremendous influence that they have on government actions and policies, which introduces coercive potential into the voluntary associations. It was the progressives who introduced antitrust laws designed to be a check and balance against monopolies, which Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, all with an unprecedented global influence, arguably, approximately, are. It would be hard to dispute any provable discrimination they exhibit towards conservatives and gun owners would represent a form of collusion and restraint of trade. Now, I'm not an attorney, but that interests me a great deal. But here's a question from somebody who, you know, I'm not an attorney, and I'm looking to find an analysis from those who are. How, if the allegations are provable, would this not be something the feds would come down on other industries for? If this was anybody else but social media, would the feds allow this to be happening? Now, for all of you that are out there that are constantly, and there's a fair number of you who are constantly out there saying, we're about the culture, we're about the this, we're about the that, but we're never about the politics. It's never about the politics, right? We're never about the gun politics. You might want to rethink that. Because while you're sitting around trying to say, well, it's not about the politics here, like the firearms blog, that's one that is out there constantly saying, what is it they say? Firearms, not politics. That's their slogan. Just because you're not interested in politics does not mean that politics isn't interested in what you are doing. It is, they are. They're watching. This is something that everybody in the gun industry needs to take into account. I know many of fellow broadcasters out there that I will say, do you ever talk about this? And they will tell me, well, no, I don't talk about politics because I like to talk purely about self-defense. Or I don't talk about politics because I like to talk purely about guns or training. And the problem is that that's very short-sighted. Everybody thinks right now that because Trump has been elected that we got it on easy street. We don't. We don't have it on easy street. We've got it on easy street because up to this point, the Democrats and the progressives thought we were just harmless. We were just idiots. We were kooks. So we were allowed to run rampant and be on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and MySpace and, you know, name it. And then November 2016 happened, and then they found out, well, there's other ways of disseminating information besides the big legacy fake stream media outlets. We need to maybe do something about this because our message, what we truly intend to have happen, is getting out there. And we can't have that. No way can we have that. And this is what we see. It all began with the fake news meme. David Kodria saw it coming a long time ago when people were out there saying, well, you're not actually an authorized journalist, are you? You don't really write for a company, do you? You're just a blogger, aren't you? You're just a freelancer, aren't you? You just have a podcast, don't you? You're not really in the news, are you? Now, David knew the danger of that, because being associated with these places, when you get to that rarefied air, means in most cases that you're going to have to toe the line, just like you would in Congress, for example. He understood that. But this is the thing. We have to keep this dissemination of information going. We need to expand upon it. That means that for people like on YouTube that have done such a really good job expanding the gun culture, they have to find another way to monetize it. Now, for those of you that have YouTube subscriptions out there, and you've got some people that have moved to the Patreon page, think about supporting them. Because I can tell you, like when I shoot a 10-minute video is probably about 20 hours of work. 20 hours of work, going out and shooting it, getting the stuff together, getting the ammo together, getting the guns together, setting the logistics, going out there, pulling the video down, then taking the video and editing it and doing all these things and trying to get it just right to where it is semi-entertaining for 10 minutes takes about 20 hours. It's not just, you know, there are people that do it a lot simple, more simply. I'm trying to be more cinematic about it, but you get what I'm saying. This is not something that just happens. None of this just happens. So if you want to see your people going on, then you're going to have to support them to a degree. And I encourage you to do that. And it doesn't take a lot of money from one person. It could take very little money from a lot of people. So bear all of that in mind as we head into hour number two. We will continue with this rant when we get back, because I love it so. This is Lock and Load. Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.